Welcome to episode 49. I can't believe it's been 49 episodes of 21st Century Boys. I am Joe Crawford.
I'm Henry Crawford.
And we are going to talk some comics today. Specifically, we're going to be talking Spy Family and Yo-Kai Watch. Yes. All right. So Spy Family is one we've been watching at our teen anime at the Davenport Public Library. And I decided to reread the first chapter because it's been many years since I read it. I imagine I probably read it pretty close to when it first came out in the U.S. Just going to see if I can see the indicia. And look, it goes straight into the book. Usually they have like chapter breakdowns or something, but this one does not go straight to the book. So does not say on the back, we're not going to worry about it. Tatsuya Endo, and basically this is a story of a spy and how he has to build a family to accomplish his mission. So the first color page is a picture of him, his adopted fake daughter, and Anya, and his basically fake wife. And then it says, Spy Family Mission 1. And this is a chunk of a first mission. I was telling Henry that it's about 73 pages. So it starts with this big getaway scene. There's a crash. There's a secret exchange of a packet of photos. The packet of photos that he is tried to obtain was basically proof that the foreign minister wore a hairpiece, and the guy who wanted the photos was like, nice job, this should be enough to secure his resignation, keep up the good work. And they're like, where are you going? Aren't you going to hand over what you promised me? And he's like, what? Oh no, that was a setup. And it turns out it was his Twilight was there posing as the fellow wanting the pictures of the balding minister. I think it's funny they want pictures of a bald minister. Would a guy resign just because he didn't have any hair?
I don't think so.
I don't either. But it's funny. It's like a gag. Okay. So Twilight is at dinner, and one of the women he had been dating basically during this mission, he was having dinner with her, and he has to break up with her. So he breaks up with her, then he gets another mission assignment. And this is the big mission that's going to be going on for quite a while. I think it's basically the entire first season of the anime. Yeah. All right. So he gets a note that says, good day or good evening, Twilight. Excellent work on your last assignment. Thanks to you, the minister has survived another day to the great benefit of West Dallas. I'm afraid we have another assignment for you already. Your target is the leader of the National Unity Party, Donovan Desmond. He is a great threat to the truce between the East and the West. So this is kind of like the Cold War, where you've got Russia versus all of the rest of the, I don't know, capitalistic nations. So East versus West, Cold War kind of a thing. I always think his eyes are kind of funny.
Yeah, I feel like he kind of looks like he's just kind of staring blankly, kind of.
Yeah, almost like he doesn't have eyelids.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy. So, anyway, he is going to have to do this mission, and to do this mission, he reads the thing, and he's like, you're going to have to get married and have a child. And as soon as he reads that, he gets upset. He spits coffee everywhere. So he's like, okay, in order to do this, I'll do it to make the world a better place. So the first thing he does, he goes and gets an apartment. And the next thing he does is he has to go get a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So he goes to find Anya, and this guy's like, hey, yeah, you want to adopt a kid? And so he goes in this place, and it's not in really great shape. It's kind of a dump. And the guy seems like he's, like, drunk, maybe? Because he's like, ew. So he's thinking, like, I'd rather do this mission solo, but I'll have to have a child. So he says these things, but this little girl named Anya, she can actually read minds. So anything he can come up with, she can read his mind. So he's like, maybe I don't want her. I need a kid who's at least 6. This girl looks 4 or 5. So Anya yells, 6! And he goes, huh? I'm 6! And then the drunk guy's like, oh, you're 6 already? She seems too short to be. And then so she stands up on her tippy toes. And then she grows and runs and gets the crossword puzzle. And she fills it out because she can read his mind. So as he's looking at the crossword puzzle, he's coming up with the answers. And so she gets it all right because she can read his mind. And so he's like, oh, she must be really smart. And so this guy's super sketch. He's like, I need to fill out paperwork to become like a parent, right? He's like, nah, don't worry about it. Just take her and get out of here. what kind of place is this guy running? He's like sketchy, right?
Yeah.
So she's like, he's so cool. Because she's a telepath. And she's really into, do you remember?
Like spy.
She's really into spies because there's like a cartoon she watches with like a mess spy. A masked spy. So they go to the apartment. He turns on the TV and she's watching Spy Wars, which is her family favorite television. So he takes her to go shopping and she says she wants a silenced pistol. What? I don't think a kid should get a silenced pistol in general. I think that's bad business.
Wait, what's exactly a silenced pistol? Isn't it just a type of pistol?
So it's a real pistol and they put a barrel on the front of it and basically it won't make noises when it shoots because a regular gun is really loud, right? So a silencer means it can shoot without making any noise. So she wants a gun that shoots quietly. You don't give it to like a... How old is she actually? I think she's 4.
Yeah, I don't think they ever say that in like the show.
Like definitively how old she is?
No, yeah. I mean like that she wants a silenced pistol.
No, they do.
What, they do?
Yeah, because I remember when we watched that teen anime, the kids were like, silenced pistol! Mm-mm. Yeah. So,
I just don't remember that.
Yeah, it's pretty early on. So she's... wants something, and she wants to buy a poster, and he tries to pay, and she doesn't have enough money. He's like, is this girl actually... Well, he says stupid, but that's not nice. And he's like, maybe I should get rid of her and get a different child. And she starts crying and going, don't get rid of me, because she can read his mind. And the parents are like, people walking by are like, what a horrible parent. And she's like, I'm a good value. And he buys her some peanuts, and that makes her happy. So he's going home from shopping. He has to carry her because she's asleep. And he checks out a bunch of books at the library on how to raise kids. And I like, this is funny. He goes, children might not be able to convey their feelings verbally, so try to sense what they're experiencing. So he goes, I guess that means no interrogations. It means he can't like question them like while they're tied up or something. Anyway, so next morning she is... being told she has to start studying because she's got to take this exam to enter this academy so that they can follow the Donovan fella. He's like, well, I have to go out. And so she keeps sneaking out and following him. And finally he's like, I'm going to barricade the door. So he like traps her in the apartment so that she can't get out, which if there were ever a fire or something, that's actually a really bad thing to do. He's back at work and he's talking to a guy he works with and... he poses as like a tobacconist. I don't know. Somebody who sells tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's pretty funny. He turns up a lot later in the anime. He's like, yeah, real great parenting, locking her in. So she starts snooping around because she's bored, and she finds like a kit that you use to contact like who you're a spy for. So she's just playing on it, and then the people who are like trying to catch him intercept it, and he says, we just got a West Cipher. It's a plain text. It says, Twilight here. Catch me if you can. And the guy who wanted the pictures of the bald minister is freaking out. He's like, oh, I'll get him. So they go and basically kidnap Anya. And he goes into the apartment. And they've broken in. And they try to beat him up. And he beans him with a can of tuna fish. So he very quickly takes care of business. So we're back where Anya's being held. The guy's like, I'm going to take care of Twilight personally. So they bring in Twilight with a bag over his head. He takes the bag off and dun-dun-dun. It's actually not Twilight. It's some other dude. And they're like, oh no, not again. So Twilight in the disguise runs away. We find out a little bit about his back history. About how he had a really tough childhood, I would say. Because it was during wartime. And that's why he became... a spy so he can make the world a better place. So he tells Anya, take this note to the police. And she goes, okay. And he goes back to take care of the bad guys. He pretty much knocks them out. And he goes back, picks up Anya, goes home. And he's like, now we gotta go find a mom. Because you have to have a mom when you enter the school. Because it's like a... what do they call it? Like a... a test and interview they have to do, so they have to meet the entire family. So that is chapter 1 of Spy Family. What did you think of Spy Family when you first saw it?
I thought it was like okay. I might start watching it, and then I started watching it, and then I kind of liked it more.
Yeah, I like it. I think the book's fun. I remember the first time I read the volume, I really liked the first one, and then the second one I was kind of meh on. But I've come back and read some future volumes, and I don't know. I think it's a pretty good series. All right, so what we got today?
The Ghoul Father Arc 2, the Yokai World Fiasco. And then on the cover it shows, like, you know, all of the, like, The Last Nyamurai, Jabanyan, Tominyan, Whisper Nate, all looking, like, serious. And then, in the background it shows, like, that one alien businessman looking guy.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
So, last time, if you didn't watch the last podcast, so Tominyan was at Nate's house, and then Nate was like, what? I don't know. It did his whole backstory.
Right.
I guess, about how, like, the aliens made a duplicate cat, and he didn't really like that, because, yeah.
Yeah, because it betrayed the owner, and, like, kind of tricked them into thinking that when something died, it could come back.
Yeah. So they were like, wait, why is that guy flying in the UFO? And Tommy was like, he didn't really look like an alien, though, so why was he flying in the UFO? And then Jamal was like, that doesn't matter, we're going to BBQ, a.k.a. America, because they live in, like, Springdale, and basically Springdale is Japan, because it was made in Japan.
Right.
So, yeah. They just call it BBQ, because I guess American people don't think that Japan exists. I guess, like, little kids.
That's funny.
But,
BBQ.
But then Tommy was like, even if we go there, he might not be there. He's like, don't worry, I know someone who knows him. And then Whisper's like, well, I'm glad you asked. I definitely know. And then Nate's just like, let's call Lord Enma.
Yup, Lord Enma.
So then he calls Lord Enma, and he's like, ring, 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 ring. And then Nate's like, oh, it's Lord Enma. There's like, Nate, so what's wrong? And then he's like, what happened to you? You look like very bad. So then he says, oh, I caught like a flu and stuff.
Oh no.
I was like, but don't worry. My temperature is only 592 degrees. It's not that big of a deal.
That's pretty high.
Then Zazu, who is like the assistant, is like, the previous Lord Enma loathed dishonesty and he like never lied and stuff. But it's like, well, his disease is only 284, and it's not actually, so he kind of just lied about it.
That's still a really high temperature.
Yeah, I think for yokai, it's probably just, like, not as bad, because they're kind of dead.
That's fair.
And then, it's like, Emma's like, so do you know any, I mean, Nate's like, do you know anything about the Ghoul Father? And they're like, oh, I never heard of him. But then Zazu's like, oh, yeah, how do you know that name? And then he's like, oh, you've heard of him? It's like, yeah, the previous Lord Enma, because Lord Enma now, like, has his son replacing him.
Right.
I think he just died of age, because yokai can still die.
That's trippy. Yeah. Well, you've said before, some of them are ghosts and are in spirits, and some of them are not.
Yeah. Right. So, like, yokai still die, though. They die at, like, age 300 or something, right, though, when they turn into, when they're a yokai, though. So, they live pretty long. It's like, oh, yeah, he, like, sent him to space, so there's no way he could have come back.
Hmm.
He's like, he showed up in BBQ, I guess, and, like, I think Zazu says it doesn't really show it. I think he did, though.
Right.
Like, that's impossible. He went, like, all the way over there. There's no way he could have got back to BBQ. And then Tommy, I was like, oh, he was flying a UFO. And then it's like, and he hurt someone that I, like, cared about and stuff. And then, shit. Then, like, this dog guy, I guess.
Yeah,
he's this, like, dog and cat.
Right.
That also worked for Lord Enma.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, there's only one reason he would return, and that's to conquer the yokai realm and take revenge upon all of us, and especially Lord Enma, because, you know, he's like, Lord Enma sent him to space, and he probably didn't really like that.
Right.
So it was like, and he's like, I have to, as the yokai administrator, I have I have to make sure that he doesn't return. Okay, I think I'm...
Sorry, we had to pause there for a sneeze. Let me get me rebooted. Okay, go ahead.
So, and it's like, if we spend too much time here, then he will catch us. That's like, Tommy, I was like thinking of what he said.
Right.
It's like, before he like finds us. It's like, oh, he must have been talking before like Lord Edma catches him and beats him up. It's like... And he's like, oh, he must be really strong if he's like, the entire yokai world is like scared. And then, it's like, and I think Jabanyan like says, it doesn't matter who the enemy it is. We have to like take him down. And then Zazzle says, my lord, we must take full responsibility. And it says he will take like full responsibility.
Yeah.
And Enma's like, said, Don't worry, Nate, I can handle that guy. It's like, okay, wait, you're going to deal with him personally, Lord Edma? It's like, well, yeah, just leave it to me. And then it shows him, like, you know.
He looks like he's about to die.
Yeah. Like, and then it sounds like, no, you need to rest. You can't fight him, you know. It's like, don't worry, we can handle this. It's like... He isn't the kind of yokai that you're used to dealing with, so you have to be careful. It's like, let the yokai world take care of him, bro. You shouldn't do it. It's like, no, I can't do that. It's sort of like our friend that's in trouble, and I need to help him as like a friend. Stuff. It's like, the goo father won't hesitate to destroy you, and you like might die. Then it's like, all have like a serious face. It's like, Nate's like, I don't plan on it, but if anything happens, I'll ask Lord Edma to help us. And then it shows like a flashback, which I think is from like a manga that didn't really get translated, but it's in the Japanese.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's like, after hearing his story, like Tomiyama's stories, I have to help him. And then the last Nyamurai says, I concur. And it's like, as a butler, I must follow my master. Just hurry up and tell us where we can find him so I can beat him up. So, and then he's like, please, Zazzle, make sure to the system. So, but, please, Zazzle. Okay. But this is my responsibility. Are you trying to handle everything yourself again? I'm still recovering, so I need to take care of the yokai world. That's an order, Zazzle. Zazzle, give Nate the full support of the yokai world and let him handle this. It's like, okay, I'll do what as you say, Lord Edma. It's like, I'll contact the mirror poet to like show up at his house. It's like, yes, sir, I guess. So yeah, now there's like, so all the mirror poets. So mirror poets are like these teleportation things.
Okay.
So if you go on a mirror poet, and you can like pick which spot you can go to. I'm not for sure if they can do that in the manga universe, but in the show, in the game, like when you hit go through the mirror poet, like shows a lot of different locations you can go.
Okay.
They already have to like find the mirror poet, but you don't have to do that in the game because they, you know, he's like the assistant, representative or something.
Yeah, representative of Lord Edma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Zazzle.
Yeah. Okay, and then he's like, "Oh, we found him," and then he's like, "Okay, let's go over there." Let's go there. It's like, oh, there's one more thing. Oh, wait, no, someone's there. Okay, I accidentally skipped a page. There are, like, a bunch of guards and stuff surrounding the UFO. It's like, well, I recognize those guys. It's like, and then he's like, let's go. But we can't go immediately because we haven't befriended Mirapo yet. So, like, if he doesn't have Mirapo, he can't warp.
Right.
You know?
So, and they literally just like little portals.
Yeah, there's like these little mirror portals. It's like, okay, I can give you one. So then like one's like going from the sky. It's like, oh, let's go befriend him, I guess. So and then he falls on Jabanyan's face.
He's smashed.
And then it's like, Nate Adams, this is an emergency. Go ahead and use that mirror po. It's like, okay. And also, please accept this, like, yokai watch, so. Yeah, then he gets like a new yokai watch, which
nice.
Is called the Yokai Watch Dream.
So okay.
That's the and then it doesn't really say. I already just know it's like that's the Yokai Watch Dream. It's an extremely powerful watch that can use any metal. So yeah, it's like as long as I have their metal, how is that any different? It's like, wait, did you mean like so he has the Enma metal?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. I guess he could use it on the Yokai Watch Model U because that's the watch that he did have.
Right.
It's like. Okay, so yeah. He's like, I'm sorry that I had to clean up our mistake and stuff. He's like, leave it to us. And then they go all jump in the portal. He's like the guards are like, I don't see anything. Wait, I see, oh, there's a mirror pole up here. I'll just get rid of it. But then he sees something coming out, and then Tom and Jan like punches him in the face. Stuff. It's like, oh no, what happened? Says the other guard. But okay, Whisper, like, blew himself up.
Or yeah, he like him biggins. He gets really big.
It's like, take us to your boss. It's like, we saw you that one time. I remember you. It's like, so then, and it's like, how did you find us? And it's like, what should I do? It's like, Tommy, I was like, oh, I can find him. I mean, the last Nyamara. The one thing is sometimes it doesn't really show who's talking.
Yeah, the balloons don't show who it's going
to.
Yeah,
it just has it.
So, like, Nate says it and then looks like here all the different cats say, no, this is my fight. So, see how they have different, right here, they've got different lines coming down? That means all the different cats are saying it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Then,
and then the last Nyamara goes.
Yeah, cuts him, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're the leader, and I can.
Dang, he sliced. He literally sliced him up.
Yeah.
They're like paper thin.
I can take down the lackeys. You're a leader and stuff, so you should take off like the big boss. It's like this is how I'll repay my debt and stuff. See, like, and then, Jabon Yon says like, oh, these guys didn't really look like that friendly. They're defeated so easily. It's like I guess. That one henchman, like, that, like, you know, beat him up in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
He must be, like, the only strong henchman. He's like, what's that? It looks like we're being attacked. It's like, a group of villagers from the Yokai world? He's like, I don't think so. They've got a human with them. But given how angry they all are, first it was the old Enma, now it's the new Enma. So, I guess so. I didn't want to waste my time going to find him anyway. We'll use them to bait to lure him like there so he can beat him up personally, I guess. If not, we'll rough them up until he changes his mind. And then he just takes a nap. He says, oh, I'll just take a nap, I guess, after saying all this stuff. As you wish. That is an excellent plan. So then it's like, Tommy, I was like, oh, is he running away? Because it kind of looks like it's going to go up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So then it, like, does. But then, like, this tube kind of thing's going. I was like, oh, that's different from what happened last time, I guess. So now it kind of has, like, there's a big, long tube connected to it. Kind of looks like a mushroom, kind of.
Yeah, now it looks like a rocket ship with a mushroom body. Yep.
So, yeah, it opens, and there's, like, the door open. Lucky us. So then they all go in, and then it's like Nate's like, it's obviously a trap, but when they get in, they see like this two-headed monster. It's like, who are you? Dare to enter this place? You must be either a skilled warrior or a fool. Well, answer us. Okay, so it has like two heads and like a face on its stomach. So, yeah, that's the end
of that chapter. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to talk about that. You want to do that one maybe next time? The next chapter?
Yeah. So it is like a pretty long one. So.
Yeah. I like the fact that it's like big chunks of a story. That's fun. Well, very cool. I think that's one of my favorite ones we've done so far. I really like everybody coming together. I like seeing all the Nyans. And I like the mirror pose is cool. And Lord Emma is always funny. I like Lord Emma and Yu Yu Hakusho too. So, all right. Well, I think that's it for us this week. You can always reach out to us at X 21st Century Boys. That's 21STCENBOYS. You can hit me up at X, Blue Sky, Instagram, and what am I leaving out? Threads. And I am always at Iowa's Joe. IOWASJOE. So that's it for us today. Thanks for listening.
Bye.